Ever accidentally hit reply all when you really shouldn't have, or maybe fired off a text to the wrong person?
Yeah, we've all been there. There's like those moments of, did I just do that? Panic.
Totally. And today we're diving into how those kinds of everyday slip-ups can lead to something way bigger, unintentional data exposure.
And you know what's interesting? The training really highlighted how so much of this isn't about some like tech genius hacker in a hoodie.
Right.
It's about us, our own habits, and how we handle information every single day.
Like that classic saying, the human element is often the weakest link.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is as much about our behavior as it is about firewalls and encryption.
So let's jump right into some of those behaviors, shall we?
Let's do it.
The first oops category, and this one's close to home, is misdelivery mishaps. Basically, sending stuff to the wrong person.
Oh, typos in email addresses.
Yes, autofill going rogue. We've all been there.
Oh, absolutely. Picture this. You're stressed, trying to get this presentation out before the deadline. You type the first couple letters of your coworker's name. That autofill pops up. And without thinking, you hit send.
Oh, no.
And then it hits you.
Yeah.
You just sent confidential project details to the completely wrong John in your company.
Oof, yeah. That's why the training stressed double-checking recipients. Seems like a no-brainer, but easy to forget when you're in the zone.
It's so easy. You're rushing, you're multitasking.
Totally. So, besides the obvious double check, any other tips for dodging those misdelivery disasters?
I'm a big fan of the pause method. Before you hit send, take a breath. Glance over that recipient line again, any attachments. Just that extra beat can save you a world of headache later.
Love that.
Yeah.
Simple but effective.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about something we can physically lose: devices. Our phones, laptops.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to imagine a work phone going missing, but this applies to our personal devices too,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Anything with data on it is vulnerable. Imagine you're at a cafe, leave your phone on the table for a sec to grab another napkin, someone swipes it, just like that. And without the right protection, they've got access to, well, everything. Contacts, photos, emails, social media.
It's scary how much we store on these things, which
Yeah.
is why encryption is so important, right? It's like making that data unreadable gibberish unless you have the key.
Precisely. And the good news is, it's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
Many devices nowadays actually have encryption built in. You just have to take that extra step to activate it.
Good to know. And while we're on the topic of digital security, we got to talk passwords. The training was big on strong, unique passwords for everything. But who can remember like 50 different combinations?
Right? Nobody. That's where password managers come in. They're lifesavers.
So it's like a digital vault for all your passwords.
Exactly. And they often have their own layer of encryption for extra security. So you just need to remember one master password to unlock the vault. No more trying to remember what weird combination of letters and numbers you used for your cat's grooming appointment booking website.
Right, like, was it Fluffy with a 2 or Fluffy with a Z? It's too much.
Exactly. Password managers, they take care of all that for you.
Game changer. But even with the strongest passwords, there's still those sneaky phishing attacks.
Phishing, yes.
The training talked about how they can look like totally legit emails just
Yeah.
waiting to trick you. Why are these so effective?
Because they play on our emotions. Say you get an email, it looks exactly like it's from your bank, right?
Yeah.
It says there's been some suspicious activity on your account and you need to click this link, like now, to verify your information.
Oh my gosh, your heart would be racing.
Exactly. So you're not really thinking straight. You quickly click that link, thinking you're doing the right thing, and boom, you've just handed over your login details to a scammer.
Ugh, that's so crafty. That's why the training was a huge advocate for multi-factor authentication.
Such a good line of defense. Even if someone gets their hands on your password, they still need that second factor, a code sent to your phone, a fingerprint scan, something like that to actually get in. Think of it like having that extra lock on your front door, just for good measure.
Makes sense. So we've covered misdelivered emails, lost devices, phishing scams. The training also mentioned things like accidentally sharing files too broadly or messing up privacy settings. It feels like the list of potential pitfalls goes on and on.
It kind of does. But that's why it's not just about checking boxes on a training, right? It's about getting curious about the tech we're using, why these security measures are there in the first place.
So it's less about memorizing a million rules and more about building that awareness.
Exactly. Like a digital street smarts kind of thing. And being open to learning, because technology changes fast. What's secure today might need a tweak tomorrow. So, stay curious, ask questions.
So true. Well, we've covered a ton of ground today, from accidental reply-alls to those sneaky phishing schemes.
A lot of good stuff.
It's really clear that when it comes to protecting our data, even the smallest actions can make a big difference.
Absolutely. So as you go about your day, I challenge you to think, what's one thing from our chat today that stuck with you? Maybe it's setting up that password manager or taking that extra breath to double check before hitting send. Every little bit of effort counts.
Totally agree. Great advice to end on. And as always, thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.